This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Number. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Although we're actually starting things out tonight with an interview, which we don't do very often on Free Talk Live. This isn't an interview show, generally, but every now and then we make an exception. And we actually sometimes bring back old guests to check in with them, see what they're doing nowadays. And Dana Martin is back with us here on the Internet. She's not in our studio here. It's Ian and Mark. Melanie will be joining us shortly. Hello, Dana.
Hi. Thanks for having me back, guys.
Sure.
Happy to be here.
It's great to have you. The last time we had you on, I think, was probably from Anarchapulco. And previously, you've actually been here in our Keene studios because you are from New Hampshire. You live in New Hampshire, and you do a lot of unschooling. You're kind of well-known as a big proponent of unschooling.
Yeah, I think that you probably got your biggest break at fame through that Mom Swap show or what it was called.
Oh, right, Wife Swap. Yeah, that was a big break for sure.
Yeah.
A crazy one, but yeah, definitely.
And now you are taking a larger role in Anarchapulco, which is an event that Mark and I are big fans of. I've been to the last two. Mark, you went to the original one way back,
yep.
The first one. There have been four so far, so I guess the fifth one is coming up in 2019. When did you first get turned on to Anarchapulco, Dana?
Well, I went to the very first one. So Jeff Berwick invited me. It was interesting because I didn't really know a lot about anarchy. I didn't even know I was an anarchist until I was on Jeff Berwick's show. So I kind of got pulled into this community. And once I was here, I just felt so at home and I became really passionate about it. So I spoke at the first Anarchapulco and every Anarchapulco since. And this year, it's such an honor to have been asked to be community producer. So now I have, I take part with a wonderful team of creating the whole experience for people and the vision. So we're very excited to share about that with you tonight.
Cool. I mean, I've been a big fan of the event ever since the first year I went, and it's just gotten bigger since then. This year was a sold-out. In 2018, it was a sold-out event, and that was like 1,700 people. It's going to be even bigger coming up in 2019. You guys are moving up to a new event space at the same resort, correct? You're going to be in the larger event hall this time around?
Yeah, well, this year it's going to be twice as big. So
yeah.
We literally took over the entire property.
Oh,
so the
wow.
whole hotel, every room in the hotel, the beach, every pool. I mean, every inch of the property is for us to create our overall vision of the event and to bring this to a lot more people. So, yeah, it's going to be twice as big as what you saw. And we are in a much larger space for the main stage.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the other spaces for secondary stages. So we have a total of about 200 speakers this year. And we have,
wow.
I think there's about 5 or 6 stages that we're going to have.
Yeah, I was in on the Cryptopulco speaker meeting, and it looks like it's going to be really jam-packed with some of the best names in the business.
Oh yeah, it's going to be amazing this year. So last year Cryptopulco was just one day. This year Cryptopulco is all 4 days of the event. So this is something so important to our attendees. People have asked for this. The community wants more about crypto and everything related. So we're bringing it hard this year with the 4 days of Cryptopulco during Anarchapulco.
That's amazing. I mean, it felt like a cryptocurrency convention this year, and that was only with it being one day crypto, but there were so many crypto sponsors that were around. Everybody was talking about cryptocurrency. You know, everybody was sharing their Steemit links around, and it was like you couldn't get away from cryptocurrency conversations. So I'm glad to see that that aspect of the event has expanded out. How many stages are you guys planning?
We have the main stage, and then we have the philosophy stage, the Cryptopulco stage, the family camp stage. And
wow.
Let's see, the health and wellness stage, which is huge. I mean, that's another whole portion that is going to be happening for
massive.
All 4 days of the event. This is massive. And then we have a few smaller secondary stages, too.
And ticket price is not, I mean, I've been to Liberty events before. The price is commensurate with significantly smaller events and shorter ones, too.
Yeah, it was really important to Jeff to keep the price affordable for people, which he's so generous in that way, and I really appreciate that, we all do. But yes, this is an incredible price for all that. There's conferences within conferences, basically. So we have the main event, and then we have CryptoPoco, then we have the health and wellness, which is a whole conference in itself. So you're getting a lot for the price of the ticket.
This year, it's called Life Unchained, is the sort of the motto of the event. What's that mean?
Okay, well, this is amazing to me. So this is part of our vision. Is the theme Life Unchained? It has to do with unchaining our lives in every area. So unchaining our lives with finances, with a CryptoPoco stage, with our health, with the health and wellness stage. You're freeing your family. We have a Free Your Family camp. So we're helping people take off the chains and the conditioning, and you know all the damage that's been done to most of us raised in our culture. So this is the first step to awakening, I believe, for people to really get this. So we're unchaining mentally with a philosophy stage and all that we're offering. And yeah, so it's, what do you guys think of, what does unchained mean to you when you hear that?
Well, I've been paying attention to the emails that are coming through. And for me, I've just been thinking about this, this idea of the free family, whatever that might mean. And to me, it's very interesting. At the same time, it's a little frightening, you know. Every family's different and their ideas are different. And I just kind of want to hear what people have to say on that particular stage. I mean, this is what I find sort of most, interesting. I guess unchained to me means, I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like I've got the shackles on my life anymore.
Right,
so
right.
Just the freedom to do what I want with my life.
Right, right. What about you, Ed?
Well, you mentioned families. I noticed here that apparently, I didn't know this until tonight, families are encouraged to bring their kids along, and
right.
Kids will be free as far as
yeah.
Picking.
And that is another really big deal I wanted to point out, because I've been running conferences for about almost 15 years, unschooling conferences and parenting conferences, and that's, we've never done children for free. So the fact that Intercapoco is offering that is huge, and I'm really, really grateful they are. It's going to enable more people to come. And
yeah, I mean, I've noticed that some of the libertarian conferences, it's like, you know, kids are almost an afterthought. It's like, oh, here's this room over here. You can put your kids in this
right.
room, and we'll give them some coloring books or something. And
it's better than jail. But not much.
Right, right. They're kind of inconvenient, you know, in most events that I've been to, you know, that were liberty-based events. They're just kind of put on the side or in another tent. There might be a couple little things for them. But this year, we want to integrate. We want to get rid of age segregation, integrate the kids in with the adults, the teens in with the adults, the teens in with the kids. I mean, we're going to have an entrepreneurial fair for kids down in the lobby. They're going to like learn
That's
all
great.
About marketing and crypto. They're going to be able to accept crypto. Hopefully we're working on that.
Cool.
And they're going to market services and products of their own. And we want to support raising these free thinking entrepreneurs. And so that's a really important part. So we're going to have all kinds of sessions for parents, not only parents to educate themselves about peaceful parenting and everything that goes along with that, but also for kids to be able to learn a lot of skills that many of us are learning now as adults. So we want to prepare the next generation of free thinkers and free, you know, freedom lovers and support all of that. So our event, the kids are just as important as the adults, and we're honoring that this year.
I got to say, that hotel, the resort, is just trying to think of it from a kid's perspective. It would be just awesome to be at that hotel. It's just
yeah,
such a big place. With
They've got that big pool part
yeah.
Thing there. It's kind of like a lazy river.
Right.
You know,
all that stuff.
All the animals and birds that are around. It's amazing.
So to answer your question, though, about being unchained, I mean, to me, that's all about, you know, your mental state, right? Not where we're literally chained physically. Most of us aren't, at least. We do have some people who are listening in prison. But most of us aren't physically chained. The chains are in our mind. And so being able to break those, once your mind is free, they really can't do anything to you.
Exactly. And I don't think we realize all the ways that we are chained until we start breaking free of them. And then we realize, I mean, a lot of people don't realize how conditioned they are to see birth in a certain way, for example, or parenting or schooling and the different options with that. Our minds are conditioned to keep us very chained. Health and wellness, too. I think that's such an important part of it, to see where we're so, again, like we're so conditioned to see nutrition to be something that maybe it's not. And so we're really, really happy to bring this to people for people to understand that they can always let go of more and more.
Yeah, my wife is really into that nutrition, the nutrition end of this. And last year when we were there, she was rounding up interviews for me of these guys who had ideas I had really never heard of. Many of them quite radical.
Didn't she veto your frog poison idea, though?
Yeah, I was going to do the frog poison thing. She's like, no way.
Hey, hang on, Dana. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. Okay. Dana Martin is with us from Anarchapulco. You go to anarchapulco.com. And by the way, code FTL gets you 15% off. So we'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here in moments. So right now, We're talking about Anarchapulco. So if you have a question about Anarchapulco, now would be a time for it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you and I know a thing or two about Anarchapulco, having attended a few of them. But you're actually heading up the Cryptopulco version of the event, that particular stage, as I understand it. You'll be the MC on that.
My second time MCing Anarchapulco. I MC'd the first one.
Sure. But this time you're going to be doing Cryptopulco, which will be all about cryptocurrency, and I think that'll be a lot of fun. We got Dana Martin on the line with us here from New Hampshire. She's one of the organizers, the community producer, I think was the term. Dana, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So we were talking about, you know, various aspects of this event. More speakers, of course, are going to be announced likely over the next, I imagine, several weeks. But there are some big names that have already been rolled out. Of course, Ron Paul is coming back. He was huge in 2018, and I imagine he's going to pack the house again in 2019. Judge Andrew Napolitano will be there for the first time.
Yeah, everyone's so excited to have him. Yeah, we have some really big, amazing names this year. And Ron Paul, it was amazing to see how many people adored this man. It was amazing for me to watch that last year, like just to see the people just love him and surround him like he was a rock star.
Like a rock star, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They were following him, and it was just waiting for photos, and he was so gracious. And so one thing I love about Anarchapulco is how these aren't just speakers that speak and go off stage. I mean, these speakers connect with people, you know, when they're off stage, they immerse themselves in the community. They're attainable to be able to connect with and talk to. So that's important to us. It always has been. So we have some other really big names.
Who else are you excited about?
Me? I think, well, I'm really excited that Jeffrey Tucker's emceeing. I'm thrilled about that because he's so fascinating and entertaining to watch, and I'm really excited to see him as MC. I'm excited to see David Icke because, gosh, he's such an interesting man. I've been watching his videos now that I know that he's coming. I was kind of into him before. My mother really loves him. She lives in England, and so I'm really excited to see him. Oh, gosh.
I got to say, I'm interested in talking to David Icke. I mean, he's one of those talked-about people with a lot of very unusual, esoteric kind of sounding views, and I think it'll be fun to actually get him on Free Talk Live and, you know, ask him some tough questions. I think that'll be really interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the speakers this year are so great. I can't wait to hear Eric July on the main stage. He's the singer for the band Backwards, but he's also very, very intelligent. I'd love to hear everything he has to say on his, he has like a podcast. And so to hear him on stage would be great.
He was there in 2018. Wasn't he performing? Didn't they have a performance? There's usually like a musical component to this event too. We haven't really touched on that, but I think Wu-Tang showed up, or at least some of the members of Wu-Tang showed up as a surprise and played
surprise
that event. So have you heard anything about musical performances yet this year?
We have some great plans in the works. We can't wait to share more with you about that. Wu-Tang Clan came last year. That was such a surprise. It was right before, and they wanted to come to learn about crypto anarchy. So they contacted Jeff, and so we didn't seek them out. They saw us out and came, and they were amazing. They were so great to have. So, yeah, we're really excited for everybody that's coming. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I'm excited for everyone to hear her. She's a vaccine activist, so vaccines are a really controversial topic, and there's so much to say about them. And this woman is the best in the world at what she does, so we're excited for people to hear her.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed this year is that the sort of the ramp-up is really well organized, that I'm getting emails that are letting me know when new speakers are arriving. I mean, I'm already in. I'm already sort of registered and going to be there, obviously, as one of the MCs. But I'm getting this marketing information, the website, the Facebook page. These things are constantly aflutter with information, and it seems to build the excitement for me.
Yeah, our team this year, I mean, the production team, they know what they're doing, and we're very focused on just keeping everybody in the loop of what's happening and releasing more and more information as we solidify it. So if you want to sign up for our list, if you're not on, please do. You'll be able to hear who's coming and the different events happening, because there's so many different components. It's so important for for everyone to realize that the conference, we want this to be your conference. We want people to choose how they want to participate and what their experience is. And there's such a huge diversity in the anarchist community that it's so important for us to be able to meet the needs of all the different people coming. And so this is kind of like create your own conference when you come. There's going to be so much going on at the same time, simultaneously, that you get to pick and choose. So that's really exciting as well.
I'm looking forward to it. We haven't even really mentioned the dates. It's February 14th through the 17th, coming up in 2019 in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico.
But there's a lot going on beforehand, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Dollar Vigilante Summit is going to be 2 days before.
What's
that's
that
really
all
exciting.
About?
That's on the 12th and 13th. That's Jeff Berwick's event that he's had every year. So that's going to be happening. It's about finance. So a hugely important component to this, it goes hand in hand with crypto. So that is a very popular event, and I encourage people to sign up and get those tickets quick. So if you want to hear more about it, you can go to the website. I think it's the Dollar Vigilante Summit. I'll put the I'll give you guys the link that you guys can add to
so,
share this.
One other thing here, how are the ticket sales going? Last I heard, we were in Texas at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, ran into Jeff Berwick there, and I think he told us over 2,000 tickets have been sold of 3,000 available. Have you gotten an update on that recently?
I think it's up higher than that right now. So we sell every day where we're selling more and more. So if I was anybody listening to this, we did sell out last year, and we will sell out this
year. The year before, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every year this sells out. So it's going to go quick. And we're going to be announcing more and more. So the more we announce, the bigger they're going to
go. The more people are going to get excited.
Right.
The more you announce.
It's great to hear the interviews on Free Talk Live, and please do listen to those interviews on Free Talk Live, but you just don't know what the atmosphere is like until you've been there. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And I got to say, as somebody who's been involved with event organizing, and you, like you said, you've been doing event organizing before, it always seems to me like the bulk of sign-ups for tickets come in the last few weeks. But at Anarchapulco, it's almost sold out, and we are months away still, 3 months away from the event.
Right.
I know. It blows us away. Every time we have a team meeting, we're in awe at how quickly everything is going and how popular this is and what people want. So we take every single opinion and request into consideration. We really think about the attendees and how we want to meet the needs of everybody coming. And I think because we are so focused on community and community building, that people really see that. They feel it, and they want to be part of it because this is about everybody. This is about pulling everyone together, supporting everyone, and people want to be part of it. The people, the attendees, the people that buy tickets and come are just as important as anybody else there is, just as important as these big name speakers, the musical acts. So that's very, very important. And I think people know that and they feel it and they want to be part of that.
I spoke to the main organizer there and asked her, well, what happens if you guys hit 3,000? Are you going to find more tickets or aren't you? And she said, absolutely not.
That's it.
No, we want to keep it at a level that people can enjoy it.
This isn't
about how many tickets we can sell. This is about the experience that we give our community. It's at the base, at the root of everything that we do. And so that is so, so important.
Dana, I want to thank you for coming on Free Talk Live, telling us it's the first interview we've really had about Anarchapulco, so I appreciate the inside scoop, and I hope you have a great night.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
That's Dana Martin, Anarchapulco.com, February 14th through the 17th. We're going to be there. We'll be broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event, and we're looking forward to seeing you there. Go to Anarchapulco.com. Grab your tickets for 15% off by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. And you shouldn't wait on this, really, because they might sell out, and then you're going to be SOL.
Lemon.
More coming up.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know, USA Radio News.
Ballots in the Arizona Senate race are continuing to be counted between Democrat Kyrsten Sinema and Republican Martha McSally. The day after the election, McSally was leading in vote count. Now, as more votes continue to come in, Sinema has taken the lead. I had a chance to catch up with Senator John Kyle, Republican from Arizona. He didn't seem too happy that the votes are still being counted almost a week after the election.
It's a crime that they don't have the results in by now, and I suspect you're going to see a lot of changes in Arizona before the next election to fix the problems that have created this long delay.
Crews in Northern and Southern California are continuing to fight wildfires as hurricane-force winds cover much of the state. Now, the good news is the wind should start dying down in Northern California later on this afternoon. But for the rest of the state, it's supposed to stay windy at least through Wednesday. Today, the Dow lost 602 points, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to hop into one of those, and we'll get you on the radio with us. You can talk about anything that you want to discuss. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Joining you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Melanie, who had to step away, unfortunately, during the first segment due to an Apple ID issue. You had trouble logging into your phone and getting into all the cloud things. So welcome back.
Yeah, they're insane. That was scary.
I've had multiple people with the Apple devices have issues doing some of the most basic things, like getting into their Play Store. I help people install cryptocurrency wallets, and I've had more trouble with Apple phones than anybody else. I mean, they're supposed to be very, very simple, right? They're supposed to be easy.
Like, I'm paying you extra so I don't have to know how to computer. And usually they accomplish that, which is a hit for functionality, but if you don't know how to computer, you kind of don't notice.
Right.
I have not had to sign into the account itself. And I don't even remember what the last time I did that was.
Because you're just always signed in on the phone, right?
Well, I've had to sign in, like, if I go to iBooks or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had to sign in, but I've never had to go to, like, the account. It's weird. So, like, if I go to iBooks or iTunes, I have to sign in.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have to go to their website itself and go to the account itself. So I had a security question that I had apparently set up when I was 21 and decided to ask myself in Latin that I have no idea what the answer was. And
you asked yourself a question in Latin?
Yeah, I was dumb.
She did go to law school.
So, then they were like, okay, well, then you can reset it with the email too. And I'm like, I don't know what that email is. Let me go see if I can sign in and maybe remember the password.
Did you try semper ubi sub ubi?
No.
What's okay. that mean?
Always wear underwear. Not really.
So
not a fan of that.
I couldn't sign. Not only could I not remember the password, but it told me that what account wasn't an account anymore because I don't think I've had it in like 11 years.
Oops.
So I called Apple and they were like, well, try to see if you can recreate the email account. Because I'm like, can I show up to your store with ID? Nope.
Right. So you'd be willing to drive to Boston or wherever.
No, they
it
have
is
one in Manchester.
Oh, do they really? Okay.
Yeah. Civilization.
So I had to.
I've never seen an Apple store in my life.
Luckily, nobody had taken that email account.
Right. So you got it
so
back.
So I had to recreate the email account.
Wow.
Through the email.
Bam. So you did finally get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had situations
that's
where
a lot of luck to be able to go to.
Yeah, because somebody could have just taken that email address.
Had they known what it was.
They could have
yeah.
got rid of the Hotmail extension from 2006.
Sure. Wow. I've had issues where people forget their password, and then the actual recovery process is just so lengthy. Even if you do have access to the email, it's not like it wasn't just the simple process of clicking on a link and then you get back in. There was just the hoops that were unnecessarily difficult to jump through. And so as easy as Apple purports to be, man, if you forget your password, things get pretty
apparently
frustrating.
Apparently, I had got force locked out because I kept ignoring the setup two method verification, and I was like, yeah, whatever. And they had forced me out so that I had to do it. So now I can't do it because I haven't had that password long enough.
Wow.
So they'll email me in a month to remind me.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, it's 855-450-FREE. We've also got, as I said, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Coming up tonight, Melanie, you're going to be telling us about a 25-cent robbery. So that's coming up. But, Mark, since we were talking with Dana Martin, and she, as we mentioned at the beginning of the interview, she's a big unschooler, really into the idea of getting her kids out of the government school system, getting them out of even the private schools as well, and just allowing kind of a child-directed learning, which is essentially what unschooling is. She's a huge advocate of that. But you've got a story that's related to that about actually a couple about homeschooling.
That's right.
Which can be considered both unschooling and a more structured curriculum-based. So unschooling is kind of like homeschooling, but without any real curriculum by the parents, basically,
yeah, one of
right?
the things about unschooling is it doesn't have the best definition either. You can decide for your family exactly what it means because, well, it's not school. It's something else. It's education, but it's usually what they call either family-based or child-based, child-directed learning, family-directed or child-directed learning. And the idea is that the, for us at least, whatever Jack's interested in at the time, we focus on that. Whatever it is, if he's got something that he's going with at that moment in time, we'll abandon the curriculum for the day. And he can go ahead and work on whatever that project is. So today it was map making. He likes to tape together pieces of 8.5 by 11 paper, or if I can get the big rolls of paper sometimes, he likes that too. And he builds, takes his set of markers or crayons or whatever. He draws out islands and puts geographic features on the islands. Mm. At some point or another, military and death is involved. You can believe that. But
tanks, dragons, and sharks with lasers.
Right, those kind of things. They're involved, and I like that kind of activity. I think that's fine. Let's be creative. I did a lot of that when I was a kid, too. Mm-hmm. So,
did you ever do the sharks with lasers?
No, I... We had a game that we would play where we would draw X-Wing and TIE Fighters on either side of the piece of paper and then take the pencil and sort of hold it by one finger by the eraser and kind of push on it, and the pencil would sort of shoot off a direction, and then you take your ruler and you line, and you take that line that's gone off from the pencil and you just sort of make a line, right?
To see if it hit the other...
To see if it hits something on the other team.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, each side gets a shot from a particular thing, and you try to blow up the other side. And
we had a little game. Dorky.
Yeah. Well, it was school. We had to have something to do.
Right. All right. So where are we starting here tonight?
Yeah, so this is 6 reasons to start homeschooling as soon as possible. Joe Jarvis.
We know him.
He's going directly here for the DailyBell.com. Joe Jarvis, a prolific libertarian writer. Millions of American parents are now schooling their offspring at home, and new computer software is making home-quality education easier to accomplish.
I bet it is.
It's absolutely the truth. Recent studies have shown that the homeschool students are superior to school students, both academically and socially. It shouldn't surprise you that homeschool students do so well. In school, all students are expected cookie-cutter style to learn the same way and at the same pace. At home, learning's individualized and self-paced, as all learning should be.
God, it just seems so much... I mean, just on that point alone, it seems so much better. Because how many people who went to the government schools or even private schools didn't have an experience where they were way ahead of the rest of the class or way behind the rest of the class? And, it's just not designed for individuals.
Right. You feel like you got the... Whatever it is that the teacher's talking about, I got it. How much longer do we have to go through this? And, you know, how much more time are we going to spend on this now that I've got it? Or, on the other side, is that sometimes I remember in math class, for whatever reason, maybe I wasn't paying attention that week or something was going on or whatever, I get kind of behind. And once you're behind in math, I feel like for that year, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, maybe there'll be a couple of points in the year where you can be like, okay, all that's gone and we need to start over. But a lot of times they're building on the information that you learned the last go round. And if you've got it, you can build on it and you'll get your A's. If you don't have it, then you're kind of swimming out there thinking, why is this happening? So that's not happening in homeschool, because you either get it or you don't. You don't get it, let's go back and handle it.
We continue here in moments. 6 reasons to start homeschooling right now?
Right.
All right, we're going to continue with that. We haven't gotten to reason number 1 yet.
No.
We'll do that, and your calls and thoughts. Welcome, of course, if you want to weigh in. Maybe you were homeschooled. Maybe you're a critic of homeschooling. Anything goes here. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind to control the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 plus. We got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which we're actually going to go to here in just a moment. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And I want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com. They are announcing their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter, with many of the world's leading brands on their roster, like Domino's, Home Depot, Hotels.com, Nike, and more, a lot more. You can easily get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just go to giftcards.bitcoin.com. Get the gift card that you want and follow the instructions on screen to make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com. We're going to get into the six reasons to begin homeschooling immediately. Mark's got that story, but first we're going to Just Wanna Be Free is on our line on the Discord call-in line. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Where are you calling from tonight?
Great, Utah.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I was actually, I grew up in New Hampshire and married in New Hampshire inside Plainfield. And I was homeschooled for a couple of years. And my mother is that's her major. So her major was education. And she saw the value of homeschooling. She saw it to be superior from traditional schooling. And a couple of years we tried to do it, she ran into a lot of flack from the government. A lot of them wanted proof. You know, how are you guys going to test? How are you going to teach? What are you going to teach? I'm fully aware. I did a study in college, and I did a paper on the benefits of homeschooling, and they far outweigh traditional schooling. And I was just really curious why the government would be so, it's superior. You know, it's proven superior. And my mother's a teacher. She's a You know, that's what she went to school for, and we still caught a lot of heat for it.
And, now, you're saying you had this trouble in New Hampshire?
This was pre-2006, right? Before 2000.
So, I lived there from 2000 to 2012. Sorry, 2008.
Okay.
2008. And it was pre-2006, yes.
Okay.
What changed, Mark, in 2006?
So, as I understand it, now you have to put together some kind of lesson plan. You don't have to file it with the state, but you're supposed to have it. And then you have to have a sort of a wrap-up year review kind of thing. And again, you have to have it. You don't have to file it with the state. I am not an attorney. This is not legal advice. My son is, he's not a New Hampshire resident. My wife is specifically a resident of another state, so that we don't have to follow these particular rules, and whatever the rules might be. Again, he's never been in the public schools, so they don't really know he exists. And what they don't know about, they don't get upset about.
Yeah, and so also the reason why the government does that, I mean, if I could just have access to tons and tons of kids to teach them whatever I wanted, that sounds awesome. I don't know how I would have time for that, but there is actually a Supreme Court case, Plyler v. Doe, where the United States straight up admits that one of the main purposes of public school is to accumulate you to the culture, and so they basically just get to create whatever culture they want by having everyone in public school. If people don't go to public school, they lose that power.
Well, that works along with that's the government's goal, and I wouldn't doubt for a second that the government, the government wants to have control in education. I think it's interesting that the Marine that goes in and shoots up that bar, the government has him for 13 years, then another 4, and he's still insane and shoots people to death.
Right.
Whereas
this was the recent shooting.
Yeah, I'd like to know the percentage of the population of homeschoolers who end up in prison. And versus the percentage, comparison to government schoolers. The government seems to be pretty bad at this. Also, this works hand in hand, and I know people don't like me to say it. You want to put an olive branch out to the Democrats, and I like labor unions as much as private sector labor unions as much as anybody. But this comes down to public sector labor unions and the teachers' union and their desire to monopolize education. If you're the teachers' union, you represent the teachers who get paid by the government school system. Do you want kids in the government school system, or do you want them out? If you have used the violent monopoly known as the government to get what you want this far, will you use it to keep people in the government school system? And I think the answer to all that is pretty clear. That the teachers' union wants kids in government school, and they will say anything that disparages any organization that keeps kids out. They'll say bad things about charter schools. They'll say bad things about private schools. And they'll say bad things about homeschooling. All of that stuff is terrible. At the same time, those teachers, who in many cases have to be members of those unions, don't have a choice, those teachers will send their kids disproportionately to private schools because they know what a cesspool that they're working in.
Just want to be free. Is the difficulty you had in New Hampshire pre-2000 one of the reasons you moved to Utah?
No, so I was born in Utah. My dad worked for Dartmouth for a number of years. We ended up moving back to finish the doctorate, but this is my home, and I'm probably not going to leave. I'm really, I'm a disciple of Roger Paxton. You know, I'm looking at a lot of the freedom movement. I don't know if I'm going to leave again, though. Unfortunately.
Gotcha. Well, everybody should do whatever it is they're called to do. By the way, we're losing some of your packets. I want to say thanks for the call. Just want to be free. Appreciate the call tonight. He mentioned Roger Paxton, a great friend of Free Talk Live, sometime co-host here on the air with us. He does his own show called the Lava Flow Podcast. He moved up to New Hampshire a couple of years ago now, I think.
Arkansas?
From Arkansas, because Daryl's from Alabama. He's from Arkansas. And he brought his family up here, and they just seem to be loving it. They've been organizing the last two Porcupine Freedom. I think they did the full organizer role in the last Porcupine Freedom Festival. And of course, he's busy with his podcast, and was active with the Libertarian Party for a while, so just real doers. And, you know, if you love freedom and you love liberty, New Hampshire's got to be the place to be on the planet. Obviously, if there's
lots of people to talk to about what your interests are, there's no doubt.
Oh, yeah, more than anywhere else. The largest concentration of libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists anywhere.
But it's not the freest place when it comes to homeschooling. It's not the freest place when it comes to like all kinds of different things. You have to sort of weigh what's important in your life, and I think that you know, somebody who does want to be free, just like the gentleman, his username there was, you've got to weigh what's important to you. If what's important to you is creating a place where people can be more free, I think New Hampshire, there's a lot of people working towards that.
Right. If what you want is, and I'm not saying he wants this, I'm just speaking generally, if what you want is more freedom in a specific area right now, well, there may be a different place that's better, right?
Yeah, so go jurisdiction shopping.
If you want legal weed, well, New Hampshire's not the right place for that. But we know it's coming. It's going to happen here at some point.
And if you can't manage to get weed and that's your deciding factor, I kind of know what.
Well, everybody has the thing that's important to them.
Right.
You know, if you want the best
like
homeschooling regulations.
If it's not legal.
Right. Well, obviously. But there's, for whatever reason, people are attracted to those areas where they want to have the selection or whatever it is they want that they can only get in a legal area. If you want to have a chance at more freedom overall in the future, New Hampshire not only is more free overall right now than most places in the world, but in the future it has a good chance of getting more free because we have the largest concentration of activists. So if you want to move and do something to achieve more liberty, this is the place to go because you've got backup.
I also think that trying to pound square pegs into round holes is a bad idea. So if you aren't an activist, you don't have any inclinations in that way, I don't know that New Hampshire's necessary. And you're like, well, you know, I probably should go so that I can support the ideas of liberty or whatever. I don't think that that's necessarily the right move for you. You should always come.
Yeah, if you're not passionate about freedom, then you probably shouldn't move to New Hampshire. But if you do want an instant increase in freedom in most areas, New Hampshire's going to do that for you.
In some areas, certainly if you're in places like New York, California, New Jersey, many of the populated states, yeah.
It's going to be an instant increase for you. So check it out. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. That's where you can go and learn more about the 101 reasons why liberty lives in New Hampshire. And it's going to get better here as more people make the move and stick it out. Because we've had a bunch of people move and then leave because, you know, they've got their path in life and it calls them away for whatever reason. Maybe, you know, they had to leave for family reasons or they got a job or career path that they had to follow elsewhere. Whatever. Everybody's got their own journey that they're on. But the more people that we can get here to put down roots and to stay, I think the better off we're all going to be. So go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can do that there. So we're going to continue. Coming up, the six reasons why you should start homeschooling immediately, according to, you said it was the Daily Bell and Joe Jarvis.
Joe Jarvis is the author.
So we'll get into that on the way here. And then the 25-cent robbery. Somebody was robbed for over a quarter, apparently. And, Melanie, you've got that story. We'll find out why you want to tell that story. I haven't read it yet. I just saw the headline. And we'll get into that. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, if we've got time, the DEA and ICE are now hiding surveillance cameras in streetlights. It's Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.